It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello again. Welcome to Border Crossings Live in D.C. We're in Studio 4, and today we'd like to welcome into our studios a band known as Fire Ships. They're on the road promoting their debut album, and it's now available. We'll talk about the album, the tour, and all of the awards these guys have won. Fire Ships in our studios today. This is Border Crossings.
Pages of magazines where life can really be all it seems. Gilded people with silver spoons and socialized sleep all afternoon. You dream of gallop fairs and award nights, midnight dinner by candlelight. Laughter and joy meant to be yours, yet bouncers make you wait at the doors. Your sad art haunts fantasy, your stone soul wants fantasy. Your greedy growing needs, yes indeed, your bleak blood bleeds fantasy. Why should this fate befall a soul like me when everyone else is a VIP? It's a mistake or a cruel joke. Are you meant to hang from a velvet rope? Your sad heart haunts fantasy, your stone soul wants fantasy. Your greedy gold needs, Lord help me, your bleak blood bleeds fantasy. Fantasy, can't you see? Yes, all you need, Lord of the yes. Fantasy is all you need. Of their friends, that's your trick. All for to find your way into their clique. They'll wine and dine you in their own homes. The paparazzi won't leave you alone. Your sad heart haunts fantasy, your stone soul wants fantasy. Your greedy growing needs, yes indeed, your weak blood bleeds fantasy. You cannot please fantasy, down on your knees fantasy. Fantasy, can't you see? Yes, all you need, Lord of me, yeah. Fantasy, it's all you need. It's everything.
Hi, welcome to Border Crossings. My name's Larry London. In our studios today, they're on the road for a brand new album, and we'd like to welcome to D.C. Fire Ships, who are here in our studios. We welcome you guys. Congratulations on the new album. I know this is an exciting time when a band puts out its first album.
Yes, we're pretty excited. It's very exciting being here at this address.
Well, we're happy to have you here. At this address.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you guys for getting up early and doing this for us. Andrew is the lead vocalist, and I guess you put the band together?
Yes. Yeah, I've been writing the songs. I've co-written songs with some of my friends as well, and I've been playing with these friends here in our New York scene in various incarnations for a while.
Mm-hmm. Can you introduce everybody who's
Absolutely.
Here?
Absolutely. On the bass guitar, Dan Green. Dan B.
Good
Green.
Morning.
On drums, today he'll be playing percussion, Ray Rizzo.
Hey, hello.
Hello, hello.
And on the keyboards and vocals, Lauren Balthrop.
Hello, good morning.
And so, Andrew, you sound a lot like Bob Dylan listening to your music. I'm sure you've heard that, a young Bob Dylan.
Oh, thanks. Well, I love Bob Dylan, and I love Bruce Springsteen. I love them. I love, I'm, you know, that tradition is kind of where I come out of in terms of singer-songwritering and going way back to the great well of American folk music. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
And you have won many different awards for songwriting, for your performing, for your music. So that's got to be exciting.
Absolutely. I was glad that a couple of the songs on the record got a little love in that regard. And I love writing. That's one of my favorite things. Mm-hmm. So.
And you were part of a band, or still maybe part of a band, in Alabama, although you guys are based in New York. So what's the connection with Alabama?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm in a band that was started by Lauren here and her brother. It's called Balthrop, Alabama. That's her last name. And it's just a wonderful, epic barnyard folk music conglomeration of just great songwriting and a big band. And we're all live in Brooklyn, but it's a fictional town called Balthrop.
My brother and I are from Alabama.
Oh, so you're the Alabama connection.
Yes.
Exactly.
Because usually people in Brooklyn, I don't know where the connection to Alabama. So that's interesting.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the great thing about what I love about my scene. Ray's from Kentucky. Dan Green, well, he's from Brooklyn and from Jersey. And, you know, a lot of the players, everyone's from someplace else in New York. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone. I think your listeners know. Your listeners all over the world probably have a relative in Queens, you know, or Brooklyn. I mean, it's an amazing thing about New York.
And your last name, Vladek, sounds European, is he?
Yes. My family came over from what is like today, like Belarus. Mm-hmm. 100 years ago.
Oh, yeah. So, we have listeners in Belarus.
Oh, hey, out there. All right. Yeah. Outside Minsk, you know, back
That's
in the right. day.
Minsk. My family came from Minsk.
Hey, how about
Maybe
that?
On the same boat. Who knows?
Maybe. Cousin.
Cousin. Long lost cousin. Well, we're glad to have Fireships here. We're going to ask if you guys wouldn't mind doing a song for us.
Absolutely.
You brought the instruments, so let's put them to use.
All right.
What are we going to hear first?
You'll hear a song called Come Back to Me.
Come Back to Me. What's the inspiration behind this?
Come Back to Me. I wanted to write a song that reflected the neighborhoods I live in Brooklyn and some stuff I was going through. And so you'll hear various landmarks of New York and Brooklyn in the song. And then musically, I was really inspired by West African music at the time. Ali Farka Touré. And of course, like, in South African guitar styles. And so there's a little bit of an amalgam of stuff going on.
Great. All right, here they are, Fireships.
All right. Well, I run my fingers through the knotted grass of Prospect Park down the path. We lost ourselves after dark. I see your silver smiles, morning sparkles through the leaves. With dirt under your fingernails and grass stains on your knees. Come back to me. Come back to me. I see your slender fingers as you twist the pocket knife. The silver dagger dances in the full moon's shining light. You push me against the willow and you sweetly swear to me. You reach over my head and carve our names up in that tree. Come back to me. Come back to me. Climb to the top and wonder what I'm gonna do. Yeah,
All your neighbors see me waving high above your block. They take out a wrench and turn the time back on the clock. Come back to me. Come back to me. Always have a piece of me, 'cause it just don't feel right. I wait all night, waited all night, waited all. Come back to me, come back to me, come back. I can't help coming back to you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, sounding great. Fireships live here on the Voice of America. This is Border Crossings. And so has it always been folk and Americana music for all of you guys? I mean, this is a very specialized kind of music. And so is this what you grew up listening to and decided this is what you wanted to do?
Well, for myself, definitely. I was like, I came of age. Life was changed listening to Bob Dylan and Bruce Springsteen, and I knew that I wanted to write songs. And from their lead, I went back in time to Woody Guthrie, Lead Belly, everyone that's on Smithsonian Folkways just down the street, you know, and just dug from that well. And I love all that old folky guitar playing music, Reverend Gary Davis, Mississippi John Hurt. And so that's my world, and I try to push the two a little bit further together and add my own sensibility for what this is. And and I think everyone in the band has such diverse interests in music that they bring in and push things in different ways, which is so great.
Mm-hmm. For everybody else, has it always been this kind of music for you? Or,
well, I kind of grew up watching Bugs Bunny and Popeye. And there was a lot of music.
That's what they do in Kentucky, yeah. Huh?
Music. Well, and actually, I lived in Alexandria, Virginia for a while.
Okay.
So DC 101 and WPGC.
Yeah. The home of Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, right. Well, maybe. Yeah, all kinds of music for me.
Growing up in Brooklyn, I don't know how I got into Elvis, but I loved Elvis as a kid. And then just like Andrew said, it pushes you back into the old blues and, mm-hmm. and rhythm and blues and American music, basically. So this is all part of it, I think.
Mm-hmm. And for Alabama?
Well, of course, I grew up listening to a lot of country, old country. Patsy Cline was the person who I always wanted to sing like, and mm-hmm. her voice was just perfect. Mm-hmm. And I grew up singing harmony with my family. We never could listen to the radio without adding our own harmony to it. Mm-hmm. So harmony just sort of became a big part of my thing. When I would listen to music, I would be listening for the vocal harmonies. We loved the Everly Brothers and the Leuven Brothers, a lot of that kind of music.
Mm. Folk and Americana music, it's not mainstream. It's not in the pop culture today. And it's you cited some older Bob Dylan and Arlo Guthrie. It's hard today to become, I mean, this is a tough direction for young musicians to be traveling.
Yeah, well, we did this electronica crazy. No, we didn't ever did that. who knows what the next album will bring, you know?
You're evolving as you go, I guess.
I think that's a new genre, folktronica.
Folktronica, there you go. We've started something new.
You never know.
You never know. And one of the songs on your new album was inspired by a Keith Richards book.
Wow.
From the Rolling Stones, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So, I mean,
absolutely.
So you found inspiration in some interesting places.
Yeah, we'll do that song next then.
Oh.
It's called Long Shadow, and you know, I think the Stones drink from the well of American music. I mean, so it's so interesting to listen to them and be inspired in this sort of circular fashion by the same music that we love. And Keith Richards' guitar playing and his story is incredible. And a lot of that inspired this song. Mm. Of course, our own hard living inspired this song, too.
I always find it interesting when a musician explains where the inspiration came for certain songs, because you find songs in the strangest places and the most unlikely places, too.
Yeah.
And everyone interprets them differently.
That's true. Have you ever come up with a song, let's say, in an airport in between flights or somewhere unusual?
I find writing songs on airplanes has always been an amazing thing for me, just to be trapped in one place. I've often written songs in at 30,000 feet.
Hmm.
That's a great spot for me. Maybe because you're closer to the ether.
That's right. The air is thinner.
Both. Yeah.
Now, I mean, it's not an easy challenge to pick the songs you want to put on your debut album, because here you are. Hello, world. Here's what Fireships is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you've written many, many songs. What was the process in whittling it down to the songs that you decided on?
They kind of whittled themselves. I feel like once I get past a certain point in the song and I'm writing it, I know whether I'm going to continue or scrap it. So I don't wind up with 30 songs that are all contenders. I usually know by halfway through, like, this is worth working on and finishing and mm-hmm. getting through. So I made it about through with about that many. And there are many more that are scraps and pieces or like, I have several whole songs that I just didn't bring to the studio. So I knew what was working, what mm-hmm. wasn't.
Yeah. And does everybody contribute in the writing process, or is this kind of your duty as the writing?
It's generally my duty, but like what you're hearing on the record and what you're hearing live mm-hmm. is completely what everyone is bringing and making the music, the orchestration, which for me really makes a song live. And especially doing it live here and on our shows on tour, it does what music is supposed to, which is be in the moment
mm-hmm.
and get people in the moment. It's not going to be out of the can playing the parts. You know, everyone's, mm-hmm. Working and adapting.
Mm-hmm. Do you do a lot of international touring?
I've done a fair amount. I've been to Europe several times. I'll be back there in the spring. And for all you people out there in Minsk or West Africa or you name it, we'd love to come see you. So,
just invite them, right?
Yeah.
It's just that simple.
Just
invite them.
Right. Give us a place to stay. We'll bring an air mattress.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in all the international travels, it's kind of, must be interesting to see how they respond to the kind of music you do. I mean, you America, you grew up here, basically what the scene is. But when you go play in a new country for the first time, and expose them to maybe a sound that they've not heard before.
Oh, yeah. It can be thrilling, because for them, they've heard American music forever, and they feel like they're getting source material. They feel like, wow, this is the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
And we are. I mean, let's face it. So mm-hmm. it's really exciting, just to be able to share and connect those dots for people. It's an honor to be in that position. Mm-hmm. So.
All right. Well, Fireships are here, and the new album is called Fireships, now available. We'll talk about where you can get it in just a few minutes, but we're going to ask if you wouldn't mind doing Long Shadow, since we talked about it.
Okay.
Is there more to the story than just reading a Keith Richards book?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the book resonated because it's a lot, playing in bands for years, the stories are fairly interchangeable, mm-hmm. To a certain extent, minus certain significant troublesome aspects, but there's a lot there that I think all of us musicians read the book and it's spectacular listen to it. So a lot of it resonates and a lot of it is personal. So this is where songwriting, where the inspiration through creative license gets a little bit warped and diluted, and you get to own a little bit more of it.
Great. So now you build the excitement. We want to hear the song.
All right, here we go.
It's Fireships.
So.
Well, I went away to get my blood changed, and I had my wires rearranged. You might think that I'm acting strange, it's just me acting tough. Well, I fired a shot right through the floor, and the circus ran straight for the door. Well, you ask me what I did that for, I guess I had enough. Flying cars and ricochets, yeah, not a soul escapes unscathed. You might think that those were the days, the best left to the past. Bodyguards in the hall playing chess, how I survived is anyone's guess. But when you're cat with one life left, you learn to move real fast. A long shadow follows me around. A long shadow after the sun goes down. What I gotta do to prove to you, if you only knew how I made it through this long shadow. Well, the blinds are drawn and the deadbolt clicks. Those dirty dogs will rip you to bits. All that funky junkie, will you just ask my mates? Well, I still got my ring and my broken tooth. I can take your pills and spit the truth. Well, the dope and the cops may have been some use. It's open to debate. Well, the wind in the tree sounds like a call. The headlight sun ain't very far. You gonna stay right where you are, or hitch a ride along?
Long shadow
follows me around. A
long shadow
after the sun goes down. What I gotta do to prove to you, if you only knew how I made it through this
long shadow,
this long,
long shadow,
this long,
song. Flagships Live here on Border Crossings. Your new album is now out. Where can people get the album? The obvious Amazon, iTunes?
Yes. You can go to fireships.net, bandcamp.com, all that stuff. You look online. Yeah,
All right.
You said it.
And get the album. That's the most important thing, is get a copy of the album. I like the sound.
Thank you so much.
The debut album sounding great. And you guys, obviously, Huffington Post called it a fun album. So, you know, you've had a lot of accomplishments already in such a short amount of time. You got a Vox Pop Award, and you're in Deli Magazine. I mean, how many bands can say they made it to Deli Magazine?
The Deli. Yeah, absolutely. Lauren, everyone here plays in different incarnations, and Lauren's folk incarnation, Dear Georgiana, won Best Folk Act in New York City. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Outstanding. Well, you guys obviously very connected to your city, love living in New York and being in New York or from New York. We're giving away at the Voice of America right now our new calendar for 2016 is New York.
Oh, wow.
It's a New York theme. All the photos, it's called Unseen New York, are different photos, including the Brooklyn Bridge, which I guess you guys from Brooklyn probably see
every
day.
Never seen it.
Every
it's
single
so
day.
It's so beautiful. It's still every time I see it, I'm just blown away by it.
Now, how does Brooklyn connect to the name of the band? I mean, I read where you guys got your name from something in Brooklyn. How Fireships?
I love American history, and the American Revolution was fought largely in the New York metropolitan area. And the first battle of the Continental Army during the American Revolution was the Battle of Brooklyn, which was then called the Battle of Long Island, but it happened in downtown Brooklyn. And there's still areas of that you see to this day. And before that started, right before the battle, there were British warships in the harbor surrounding New York City. And there was no American Navy to speak of, so they stuffed a couple of old Hudson River sloops with firewood and scared off the mighty British warships. And I just thought that was a great metaphor for the power of song, what songs can do with fire and water, fight darkness with light, make the world a better place, send it out to the universe. That was what I was thinking. So wow. It all came together with my love of history and my love of song.
Wow, and all that passion. Maybe you could be a park ranger.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Good one.
I often think of going back to that sometimes. I love that. Yeah.
In Central Park, no less.
Yes.
I mean, that's one of the most well-known and famous parks on the planet. Yeah.
It was my job to change the flag on top of Belvedere Castle.
Really?
And I actually have one that I took down after it got too tattered, and I still have that one. So cool.
Uh-oh, yeah. Don't let the word get out. Yeah. City property. We've got Flagships in our studios, and, you know, they're about to do the last song here on our program for today. But before you do your song, Lauren, I have to ask, is that an instrument, or is that your lunch, or is that a good luck charm? It looks like a squash
sure
of some sort of...
It's a pumpkin shaker. I wasn't sure if I was going to use it or not.
All right. I didn't know if it was going to get eaten.
But it's also a nice set decoration. You know.
Is that a real... Is that a real...
No, it's plastic.
Oh, okay. All right. I was just wondering. Wow. Technology these days.
I know.
All right. Well, Flagships are here, and we've got
Fireships.
One more. What's the name of the next song? Fireships, not Flagships. Fireships.
There's another band
another band.
But we are
opening
Fireships.
For Fireships.
Yeah, exactly. we'll cut them to size. We're going to play Going Down Fighting.
Going Down Fighting. All right.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I quit my job and I'm on the lam. I'm a burning man. On 95 and I'm headed south. He's a punch in the mouth. You were born on a Friday. I was born on a highway, so I know how it feels to be drifting around, to be more lost than found. I'm going down, I'm going way down, but I'm going down fighting. I'm going down, I'm going way down, but I'm going down fighting. I cast my lot when I flunked the test. You told me I was blessed, and I told you you'd find a Southern Belle at Marble bar, polishing stones with the fire she wore.
La, la, la,
you were
la,
born
la,
in a
la,
heat
la,
wave.
La, 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 la,
I was
la,
born
la,
in a cold
la,
grave,
la, la,
so I know how it feels to be rock stuck in the ground. Fighting, I'm going down,
Fire ships here on Border Crossing. So what's the plan for 2016? Now the New Year's here, and what's on the agenda? You still lots of touring? Are you just going to be on the road the whole year?
We're getting off running. This is our second date tonight in Arlington at IOTA. And then we're just going around the country, really. Mm-hmm. Lots of shows. Really excited to see a lot of friends in different cities as well.
Now, if people want to reach out to you around the world, what are the different ways that they can find you?
Great.
Guys?
You can find us on Facebook. We're Fireships, simply that. And you can find us fireships.net.
That sounds great. Now, I noticed you have some, looks like kanji or some kind of a character, Asian character on your finger, the tattoo.
Yeah.
I couldn't let the show go. We're broadcasting in Asia, and I know we have a lot of viewers and listeners. So what is the significance?
Well, before my wife and I got married, we actually broke up for a little while. When we got back together, she had gotten a tattoo, and so the week before we got married, I put it on my finger. It symbolizes home.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's different between a Chinese and Japanese, but roughly a very robust definition of home.
Well, that's great.
And house, yeah.
That's kind of cool. And risky, too, at the same time.
Yeah.
You do it before you're married. So very nice.
It's working out.
Well, you guys sound great. I really enjoyed meeting you and having you in our studios.
Thank you for having us.
Congratulations on the new album, and please do come back and see us the next time you're here in D.C.
Would love to.
All right. The name of the band's Fireships. My name's Larry London, and you have been tuned to Border Crossings.
It's Border Crossings on VOA1.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band bout that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
VOA 1.
Silver corn, that jingle jangle, fancy shoes that dance in time. Oh, the secrets of her dark eyes, they did sing a gypsy rhyme. Yellow clover in tangled blossoms in a meadow silky green, where she held to her bosom just a boy of 17. I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the moonlight, and the taste of life's sweet wine. Soft breezes blow from fragrant meadows, stir the darkness in my mind. Oh, gentle woman, you sleep beside me, little gnome haunts my mind. Gypsy lady, I hear your laughter and it dances in my head, while my tender wife and babies slumber softly in their bed. I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the moonlight, and the taste of life's sweet wine.
Crossings, Voice of America. You've got the sound of Don Williams and a request from Kirubel Mesfin called Gypsy Woman on Border Crossings. Just before that, we heard from Mark Ronson, Bruno Mars, and the UK's number one song of the year, 2115. Nominated for some Grammy Awards February 15th, but certainly it was number one on the charts 7 weeks, I believe, in the UK, 14 weeks number one in the United States. The song Uptown Funk, a request from Monica, who listens in Kuwait to Border Crossings. And I thank you for joining us today. Welcome to Thursday. Again, thank you to Fire Ships for being on the show. We've got requests to play for the remainder of the show, about 13 minutes to go. So if you'd like to join us on the phone, call 202-619-2077. That's our studio number, 202-619-2077. We've got the latest from Coldplay by request from Isho B. Hart and Ayub Tilahun. This is off of Coldplay's brand new album, and I hope you enjoy it. It's called Adventures of a Lifetime.
We are legends, every
Border Crossings. Love that song. Love all the new music on Coldplay's new album, A Head Full of Dreams. That song, a request from two listeners, Adventure of a Lifetime for Ayub and Isho. The video for that song, it's kind of cool. It's got a bunch of dancing gorillas and chimpanzees. I love it. It's really cool. It takes place in a forest, and then all of a sudden these apes start coming out of the bushes, and they start dancing to this song, along with Chris Martin, the lead singer of Coldplay. NME Magazine is reporting that Coldplay, who are confirmed to perform at the Super Bowl on Feb 7 in Santa Clara, California, may be inviting two of the artists to perform on their new album to join them. Those artists, according to NME, are Rihanna and Beyonce. So there's a possibility that we could have ourselves a good old party at Super Bowl 50 during the halftime show. They've got a new song out called Birds from their album Coldplay. My name's Larry London, Border Crossings, requests and dedications. I've got some housekeeping before we get to this next song. So we have a couple minutes. Let me say hello to Gino Gaetano in Kuwait. Vincent Liu is listening and said, I love your show. Lord OG's with us. Germania is with us as well. Also on Facebook, Mary Buckman, Saidu Muhammad Ali, Niambo Jacob, got a message from Sue Lazabal, Wesley Ballin, Brian Cabasso. They've all checked in so far. Larice is with us. Lance Lag, Oi. Mulugeta is tuned in to Border Crossings. Rhea Lorvin, Lionel Pereira. Thank you all for your Facebook messages. Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And as mentioned, we've got time for one more request. And we're going to play it for you here in just a sec. But in the meantime, if you want to make a request, call 202-619-2077. And don't forget, you can also email bordercrossings@voa.gov. And you can request a calendar as well if you'd like to get the calendar I was talking about earlier with the band, which we have out now. It's available. It doesn't cost you a thing if you want a New York City calendar. This is Border Crossings, and I thank you for tuning into our show. More music coming your way.
Shut down. Okay, this is this one for my number one girl who got the top spot title. Spent an hour in the bathroom, walked out looking like a model. God, doing what you do, got me right there with Apollo on the moon. Looney's genies in a bottle, girl, if they already got you.
Why you made me feel so lucky? Finally the stars are
to the place of a young visionary, a player too, you know I have some girls missionary. My black book of numbers thicker than a dictionary and Bible, I got it recycled. I love and I like you, 5-course meals even though you don't mind a drive through. That's why I got you.
History, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a sliding rule is for, but I do know 1 and 1 is 2, and if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about
much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta.
History. Biology.
Well, la ta 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 ta. Yeah, well, I do know that
I love you.
And I know that if
you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Oh, what a wonderful world, courtesy of our good friend Sam Cooke on Border Crossings. Love that song. Love Sam Cooke. Everybody loves Sam Cooke. Thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings. Thank you very much for coming in today, Fire Ships, and joining us on the program with your music. They say they can be reached on Facebook. Just check out Fire Ships on Facebook, or you can go to my page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London, and I'll post the link to their site on our Facebook page. So thanks, guys, for coming in. Thank you for listening to Border Crossings. I want to thank Carl and Nick and the crew who put together the show behind the scenes, and Wagner, our engineer today, and Vince, our producer-director. And thank you for listening to Border Crossings. My name's Larry London. Catch you tomorrow, 1500 Universal, right here on the VOA1 Music Network. Hey.